Thank you. First, I'd just like to put the idea into perspective. Many people around the world are reliant on coal for energy, and especially many poor nations because it's a low-cost resource. So we cannot move away from coal mining. Coal mining is an essential part of many countries' economies. At the same time, I don't believe coal can be evergreen. And to think of it, I think that is stretching the imagination. You know, I worked in coal mines for many years. I've seen two of my friends have died in mine accidents. One friend has lost a hand. I look at the statistics for accidents and health in many countries, and there's a big impact on society from mining accidents. And even today, the health aspect is not being tackled in many mines. And these are issues that really lie in a gap when we think of mine as coal as essential energy and what we can do to mitigate the emissions from coal mines. But we shouldn't forget there is an underlying society impact that needs a lot to be done and doubt will be ever tackled to make mining a safer source of energy as some other sources of energy. So accepting that we will continue coal mining because we have to, and we take a pragmatic approach and attempt to mitigate its impacts, all of its impacts, we look at what we can actually do. And some of the things we can do, if we did them now, they would have great benefits. And when we think about coal mine methane, we shouldn't just think of coal mine methane as an clean energy source. That's not enough, because there's an overriding goal, the climate action goal, which will affect the whole planet, and it'll affect perhaps poor countries more than others, especially low-lying countries. So climate action should perhaps be a higher priority than just the energy production. So when we think about CMM, you know, we produce gas from a coal mine. If we can't use it at that time, it cannot be switched off. It will just cause a problem in the mine. So we either have to use it or destroy it. If you destroy it, it's not a waste of resource if you cannot use it. It's an essential part of climate action. So I think it's important to take a wider look when we consider CM, not just as energy. If we don't use it as an energy, it immediately becomes a pollutant. We can and we must address both of those aspects together. And then if we look at methane emissions in the short term, there can be some immediate benefits by addressing it. Because in the short term, you know, 1 ton of methane is equivalent to about 100 tons of CO2 emission. So by destroying methane now, we can have very short-term immediate benefits on reducing global emissions. And when methane is emitted, it also has effects due to the associated pollutants caused by reactions in the atmosphere. And some of the, we were at the Global Methane Forum in Washington last year, and there was a very interesting paper put forward explaining the short-lived pollutants associated with methane and the benefits that can immediately be produced by destroying this methane. And for every million tons of methane destroyed, of CMM destroyed, that's 300 to 400 less deaths from ozone, 186,000 tons improved crop yield from less ozone. They're estimating a 0.002 degrees reduction in temperature rise in 2 to 4 decades per million tons of methane. And also $3,000 to $6,000 US dollars of societal benefits from destroying methane. So we don't only get the long-term benefits of reduced reducing emissions to the atmosphere, we get immediate short-term benefits. And how do we make this happen? Well, to make it happen, it needs to be addressed at global level, at countrywide level. It needs the right sort of energy policy, climate change action policy. And the governments and finance institutions, instead of trying to hammer coal and ignore coal, you have to accept that we are mining coal, we will have to mine coal, and that it's essential to bring investment into the areas of maximising energy recovery and mitigating emissions. So it's not acceptable that the financial institutions should think they have to ostracise investment in coal, because that will not help us solve the problems. So ultimately we want investment and be able to remove barriers, incentivise methane use and destruction with the aim of a near zero emission target for coal mining, for underground coal mining certainly. Thank you.